This is day 16 to the 28 Days of Better Selling with Shane Gibson from closingbigger.net. Today we're going to focus on objection handling, but a specific type of objection handling that is really important. It's called preemptive objection handling. In many cases in sales, it's my belief that the salesperson creates the doubt. That in our lack of confidence or our inability to present our solution effectively to our prospects, we lose the deal. One of the ways we do this is by not being prepared for or not pre-planning around objections. So I think later on we're going to focus a bit more on objections as well, but today's lesson is around preemptively handling objections. This is one of the best ways to handle them. So my suggestion is to brainstorm all the objections you get on a regular basis. The ones that come up almost all the time, instead of waiting for the client to answer and then having your well-scripted canned response, a better approach is to preemptively put it together. What I've found in selling and what I've seen with effective salespeople is that they know that admitting an objection up front but turning it into a sales point is almost always more powerful than waiting for the client to ask and then being on the defense. So if we handle it with confidence, people truly, truly will have more confidence in what we have to say. So Steven Jagger is a good example. He owns a company called ubertor.com. That's U-B-E-R-T-O-R.com. And one of the common objections he gets in most cases from prospects is that, hey, your system costs more money. This is an objection. Compared to some of your competitive content management system providers, they provide real estate marketing websites for realtors. I will call them social marketing websites, actually, because it's really integrated Web 2.0. But again, it's a full suite of solutions. So often the realtor will say, well, look, how come yours costs $50 a month or $49 a month or $42, whatever the price is, and for what I feel is a comparative solution, or your competitor down the street here only charges $15 a month? And one of Steve's common answer up front, or actually he doesn't even have that objection, is he starts by saying, we are not the cheapest guys on the block. In fact, if people are looking for the cheapest solution out there, they're not our customer. And he'll say that right in his meetings. And then he'll go on to say that one of the reasons why we're not the cheapest guy in the block is we've got built-in customer service 24/7. We also are constantly upgrading our solution, and we've fully integrated it into Web 2.0 and social media tools. So it really is something completely different than what the cheaper guys are providing in the marketplace. We're focused on quality and building loyalty with our customers through great customer service. So what a great approach. When he sits down and talks to realtors about this, what happens is that he doesn't have that price objection. They realize that we're not comparing apples to apples, and if they're the right customer, they'll see the value. Now, a little disclaimer here, of course, is that Steve is writing the book for me, Sociable, so I'm a little biased towards his business, but it's still a great example of handling objections up front. I often get another objection in my business, is that I've worked with dozens of industries in several continents developing sales solutions. Well, no matter what industry it is, when I sit down with a VP of sales or a VP of human resources, one of the first objections they're going to have, and often it was a deal breaker in the past, is they would say to me, Shane, you know, I really like this stuff, but you haven't done a lot of work in our industry. And in most cases, it's true. And so what I did is I put together in my presentation, instead of being on the defense and debating with them, it was right in my presentation. And so I turned it into a selling point. So here's what I often say. I'll say, one of the things you'll notice is I haven't done a lot of work in your industry to date. But actually what I've found is many of my clients see that as a core benefit. One of the reasons why is companies that only do training in a certain sector are often reading each other's mail. We bring in best practices from multiple industries to give you an edge over your competitors. In addition to that, in the last 12 months, I've entered 5 new industries and successfully built training programs for them, and I'd never worked in those industries before. So you're kind of getting the best of both worlds. You get best of business practices that work across the board, but you're also getting business intelligence that your competitors aren't getting. Now, when I say that to them, the key thing here is that very rarely are they going to go, oh, but you haven't worked in our industry. Not only have I handled that objection, but I've turned it into a selling point. So looking at those two examples, I want to now translate that to your business. Look at some of your core objections that you're getting from clients on an ongoing basis, and then brainstorm how you can handle them up front. Now, some of these objections won't be mentioned. So, for instance, in the past, as I started off in this business, I was quite a bit younger than most of my competitors. And although people didn't say it, I knew the unspoken objection was, you look kind of young to be able to actually help us. So what I did to circumvent this is I would say, or actually what I would do is I promote Knowledge Brokers International. I would let them know that they're working with me, who's handpicked and mentored by some of the leading sales and human resource experts on the speaking circuit. And that not only do they have access to me, but they have access to the knowledge base of my team and all the experience we've collectively generated from working literally with over 100,000 sales professionals. So again, this was my way of handling this objection. And I would actually bring it out. I'd say, look, some people wonder if someone who's only been in the industry, and this was at that time, for 3 or 4 years, could really make a big impact on the business. But what many people don't see is the 30 years of collective experience our team has to offer. You're not just hiring me. So again, sometimes by meeting these objections up front and bringing them out in the open, we can make our selling proposition much more powerful. So again, your assignment, brainstorm these major objections that are spoken or unspoken, and then develop a strategy to handle them up front in your presentations.